I'd like to turn your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, 16th chapter, or 16th Proverb, verse number 25. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Then in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I'd like to speak to you this morning on the subject of a new leaf or a new life. Have you just turned over a new leaf, or do you really have new life? There's far too many people that have made a profession and don't really possess salvation and eternal life because they've fallen short of repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for the saving of their soul. We need to consider this morning with this message, what state am I in? Which is it? A new leaf or a new life? Now, what turning over a new leaf is, it's building on a false foundation. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 26 and 27. Matthew chapter 7, verses 26 and 27. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Building on a false foundation is turning a new leaf in life. It's depending on works for salvation. 2 Timothy 1 and verse number 9. Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. So, turning a new leaf, the building on a false foundation, it is also depending on works, good works for salvation. Jesus did all the work necessary for one to be saved. We don't have to do any work. He offers salvation and eternal life as a free gift. And all we have to do is be willing with all of our heart to receive and to trust that yes, Jesus was God who came in the flesh. Yes, he's the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. Yes, he suffered, he bled, he died, he was buried, and he rose again according to the scripture, which is the gospel, and the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So we don't have to have our own works, but the works of Jesus is what we need to be concerned with. Who hath saved us, called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ before the world began. In other words, the counsel that God had in eternity, he determined and purposed that all of those that would repent of their sins and by faith trust Christ as their Savior would be in Christ. And that process, he gives us life. He changes our life. It makes us different. All right. The new leaf is that which cleans up the outside of the body but leaves the inside unclean. Matthew 23, verses 25 through 28 says, woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean. Also, woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outward appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. So, it's cleaning up the outside, doing good, being good, looking good, striving to live righteously without repentance and faith in Christ is to turn over a leaf, a new leaf, and not to have that new life or that eternal life which God has prepared for us in Jesus Christ. It's having a form of godliness without the without the inward power of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Then in Zechariah 4 and verse 6, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So, not by might, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. If we do it by our own might and our own power, and trusting in the material world to provide this new life, we'll fall short. We'll not have or will not receive it. It's that which does not depend upon the finished work of Christ for salvation. That's turning over a new leaf. John 19 and verse 30, the Bible says, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Then in Hebrews 9 and 22, and almost all things by the law was purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission of sin. The shed blood of Jesus Christ is what gives us a new life. The shed blood of Jesus Christ is what cleanses us. The shed blood of Christ is what preserves our soul eternally, and nothing short of that. And listen, they've shed a lot of blood, and a lot of bulls and goats and others down through the ages, but it availed nothing unless they would accept what it's showing forth, and that was that Jesus Christ would come, born of a virgin, and that he would live, and he'd suffer, he'd bleed, he died. He'd shed his blood, and then he would ascend into heaven, and he'd pour his blood out on the altar of God up there. And that would make a covering for the sins of those who would be willing to turn from self and sin and turn and trust Jesus Christ for the saving of their soul. Listen, this turning over a new leaf is trying to become a new creature without the new birth. John chapter 3 and verses 1 through 7. John 3 and verses 1 through 7. The Bible says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water," that's the physical birth, "and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. "And marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again." You must be born again. It takes the power of God through the Lord Jesus Christ in order to give one a new life, in order to give one eternal life, in order to have one soul saved forevermore. A new leaf is that which is without regeneration. It's just a slippery slide into hell is what it boils down to. Look at Matthew, the 7th chapter, Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 21. Matthew 7 and verse 21. "Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Well, what's the will of the Father? God's word reveals to us is it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and have everlasting life. That all should come to repentance. That's being willing to turn from self and sin, turn from whatever it is that you're holding on to try to be right with God, and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, and with all of your heart accept and trust in what he did, in the fact that he died for your sins. Take it personally that he was buried and rose again for your justification. Jesus come, suffered, bled, and died, not for himself, because he had no sin. He never committed a sin, but he died for you and me because we are guilty of being a sinner. And so the slippery slide is that which is without regeneration, and that leads to an eternal abode in this place called hell. He didn't prepare for mankind, but he prepared it for the devil and his angels. What is this new life? It's a life that comes as a result of receiving Christ as one Savior. John chapter 1, verse number 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Now notice this, as many as received him, that's by faith, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Didn't have power to save themselves, but they had to have power given to them by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's by his power, his might. The way that seems right unto man are the ways of death, not the ways of life. And so, this new life comes as a result of receiving Jesus as one's personal Savior. It is a new life which results in the believer being indwelled by the Holy Spirit. In John, the 14th chapter, verses 16 and 17. "I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." Then in Romans, the 8th chapter, Romans chapter 8, and verse beginning with verse number 8. Romans, the 8th chapter, and verse 8. "So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Not your own righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised him up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But ye, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So, this new life, it is a life which results in the believer being justified. Acts the 13th chapter, 38 and 39. Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. It's a life which results in the believer being justified. And the qualifications are believing with the heart that yes, Jesus was God the Son. It came and dwelt in the flesh. And in that flesh as a man, he suffered, he bled, he died, he was buried, and he rose again. Died for your sin, buried, rose again for your justification. Why go over that over and over again? Because, brethren, much of the world and much of religion has lost the fact that the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, according to the Scripture, is the power of God unto salvation. And when one believes, becomes justified, he has to believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ wholeheartedly. Now, Jesus died and was buried. That's all well and good. But the main thing is he rose again. He laid his life down. He took it up. If he could do that, then he could raise us up that believe and trust in him. It's a life which results in the believer being adopted into God's family. Romans chapter 8, verse number 15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, or Father, Father. Our Father. Our Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father. He's the Father of those who believe and trust in Jesus. He's the Father of those who are willing to turn from self and sin and turn wholeheartedly to the Lord Jesus Christ. It can't be that easy. It can't be that simple, some are thinking, but it is. He made it so easy that every man of any status in life can repent of their sins and by faith trust him as Savior. It's that easy. So those that are struggling, give it up. You don't need to struggle. Just give it up and trust and depend on the Lord. Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. To redeem them that were under the law. That we might receive the adoption of sons. who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. It is life which results in the believer being translated from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his Son. In other words, from darkness into light, because where he is, there is light. And then it's life which results in the believer producing good works. He doesn't produce works in order, but after, then he is to produce works. We can do good works. You know, without it, we don't have any righteousness of our own. Our righteousness is a filthy rags, according to the prophet. But when we are born again, saved, he's given us that life, that new life, eternal life. Then we have his righteousness imputed to us, and we can bring forth righteousness. It's life which results in the believer having a home in heaven. The result is having a home in heaven. Having a home with God forevermore. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 10 says, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." So, turn over a new leaf, clean your life up, straighten it out. The results of that is death. The results of that is remaining in darkness. But trust him by faith, then that will bring you into the light. And believe me, what a change that it is. What a change. When he saved my soul, the world changed. And how drastically did it change? I discovered it was me who had changed, because I was seeing the world by the light of Christ, by his standard, by the word of God, seeing it new. And it wasn't as beautiful as it was before. It was ugly. It was ugly. And I could admit that I was ugly. See, when you come into that light. Romans 2:4. "Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?" The goodness of God leads us to repentance. Listen, we see how good he is, and we see how bad that we are. And his goodness, the things that he did, wasn't any gain for himself, but he did it for us. We see the goodness of God. It'll cause us to want to turn and put our faith and trust in him. Goodness of God leads men to repentance. Romans 10, beginning with verse 10, says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Whoever will call on the Lord from the heart shall be saved. God promised that. And if you will turn and trust him, he'll give you that life. Turning over a new leaf will not gain you anything. It'll make it worse. But accepting that new life, oh, how much better. And then we don't have to worry about what's going to come upon the world. We don't have to worry about what's going to happen to us. because we know in him we have victory over anything that might come into our lives. Tragedy struck in one of our dear brother's homes suddenly. But we know that all things work together good of them that love the Lord and are thee called according to his purpose. And with that, we can be confident and accept the Lord's will, whatever that it might be. Let's stand. If you're here this morning, the Spirit of God has touched your heart. Won't you come to Jesus? Come, repent of your sins. By faith, trust him as Savior. Come, confessing your sin, that he might be faithful and just and can forgive you of your sin. Cleanse you of all unrighteousness, he said. Whatever the need is, if you lost the joy of your salvation, if you're not as close to the Lord as you once were, why don't you come? What shall we sing, brother?